All right, if you have a sheet, maybe, on your bed, and you get in it and it tears, you say it's
rotten.
Okay.
Oh.
And the material is all
worn away, worn out.
Okay.
Worn out.
If a person has been quite well and they suddenly have some sickness, you say, last night she
was all right.
And this morning,
she is passed away.
Okay, but if she's just sick, you say
she's real sick.
Okay. She'll be up again if he's sick now, but it won't be later. She'll be up again
in a few days.
In a few days, all right. If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, last night he
got cold. I hope that fan don't give you a cold.
Oh, it feels good. It really does. If you have a, if there's something wrong with your voice and you can't talk right, you're
hoarse.
If I go, what am I doing?
Clearing your throat.
And if I'm not I sneeze sometimes, and then sometimes I
clear your throat. Sometimes you cough.
Okay. Maybe I better go to bed because I'm feeling a little
drowsy, sleepy.
Alrighty. At 6 o'clock, I'll
call you.
Okay. Or in the morning, I'll
wake up.
If someone can't hear very well, he's a little
deaf.
And if he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he has
weakened by perspiration.
He has what?
Weakened.
Weakened by, alright. What's a thing that you might get on your arm that gets real big and it swells up?
A blister?
Okay, it could be. How about if it discharges and all that? It's a big sore.
Oh, that could be a blister with discharge.
How about like a boil?
A boil, yeah, sure. Or a rising.
A what?
A rising. A rising is practically the same as a boil in the medical book.
What's the difference?
I don't know the difference, but they both react the same. In other words, it's hard to determine just by looking at them which would be a rising or a boil.
What comes out of the boil?
Of the core.
When you get a blister, what's the liquid that forms under the skin?
That's, I don't know the medical name for that. But it's just a big liquid that forms under the skin. It's called the medical name has slipped my mind.
Would you call it like water or humor?
Sure, some people call it water, but there is a medical name for it.
Oh, I don't know that. I just thought it was just... And if in the war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you have
a wound.
Okay. What is, it's a kind of a skinless growth around a wound, and it has to be burned out.
A skinless growth?
Yeah.
Honey, I really don't
know. I've never heard of that. Have you ever heard of proud flesh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Proud flesh. A lot of wounds have proud flesh in them. Sure, I've heard of it. But it didn't dawn on me what it was when you asked me the question. That happens quite often in a bullet wound. The doctors have to burn it away, and they do it with an electric needle some way.
How about that red stuff? If you have a sore, you put it on there?
A cure comb.